One of the most fascinating shifts happening right now is not a new token or a speculative rally. It's a quieter bridge, tokenized ETFs and the distribution networks needed to bring them to market.
Right. Recent discussion around BitGit and Wall Street names, including BlackRock, has put that bridge into sharper focus.
It's exciting because commentary from Gracie Chen pointed to BlackRock as an example of a major asset manager looking to expand distribution of tokenized ETFs in Asia.
Even if those talks are early or not fully public, the signal matters. Some of the largest institutions in finance may be serious about using crypto-native channels to reach investors beyond legacy venues.
And that's where tokenized ETFs become so interesting. They sit at the intersection of institutional acceptance of digital assets and the push to make blockchain-based products more practical, liquid, and accessible.
In plain terms, a tokenized ETF is a digital representation of an exchange-traded fund, often built on a blockchain so shares can be traded, settled, and managed with on-chain speed and composability.
For traditional fund managers, the appeal isn't just technology.
It's distribution.
Asia has long been one of the most dynamic regions for digital asset adoption, with high retail participation, strong mobile trading habits, and a rapidly evolving institutional landscape.
For firms that want to offer tokenized products, the challenge isn't necessarily creating the product itself. It's finding the right venues, infrastructure, and investor relationships to make it usable at scale.
That's where a BitGit connection could matter. BitGit is one of the more globalized names in the crypto exchange industry, with a strong presence across Asia and a broad user base that spans retail traders, active investors, and increasingly institutional participants.
If BitGit is in talks with major Wall Street firms, the likely focus isn't speculation. It's distribution, how tokenized ETFs can be listed, traded, settled, and marketed through an exchange that already has some of the rails in place.
That could matter for several reasons.
First, exchanges can provide liquidity.
A tokenized ETF is only as useful as the market around it.
If it can be accessed on a platform with deep order books, clear trading pairs, and reliable execution, it becomes more attractive to both active traders and passive investors.
Second, exchanges can help with regional reach.
Asia isn't a single market. It's a patchwork of jurisdictions with different regulatory postures, investor behaviors, and product preferences.
A platform with an established Asian footprint can offer a practical entry point for firms that want to test tokenized distribution without rebuilding their regional presence from scratch.
Third, exchanges are increasingly becoming infrastructure companies, not just trading venues.
Custody, settlement, API access, compliance tooling, and on-chain integration are all becoming part of the product stack.
For institutional issuers, that infrastructure can be the difference between a tokenized product that exists technically and one that real investors can actually use.
BlackRock's name carries weight in this conversation because it is the world's largest asset manager.
When a firm of that size is associated with tokenized distribution, it signals that blockchain is no longer being treated as a fringe experiment, but as a potential layer of financial infrastructure.
That doesn't mean every Wall Street firm is ready to move quickly, but it does suggest the conversation has moved from whether to how.
The how question is where the real work happens. Tokenized ETFs will need to address custody, settlement, compliance, investor protection, and market access.
They will also need to fit into existing workflows for fund managers, brokers, and investors.
In other words, the technology is only part of the story.
The harder part is integration, making sure a tokenized product behaves predictably, complies with local rules, and can be distributed through channels investors already trust.
Asia's role is important too, because the region often moves faster than many Western markets when it comes to digital asset adoption.
Retail investors there have been among the most active participants in crypto markets, and several jurisdictions are actively exploring how to regulate digital assets without stifling innovation.
That creates a fertile environment for products that blend traditional fund structures with blockchain-based settlement.
At the same time, Asia isn't a free-for-all.
Regulatory expectations vary widely, and institutional products will need to meet strict standards around transparency, risk management, and investor suitability.
That's likely why discussions around distribution are being framed in terms of established exchanges and regulated institutions rather than anonymous on-chain venues.
The goal isn't to move traditional finance into the wild west of crypto, but to create a controlled bridge between the two.
If these talks progress, the most direct impact for investors could be broader access to tokenized ETFs through familiar trading platforms.
That could make it easier for investors to gain exposure to fund-like products with features such as faster clearing, potential composability, and, in some cases, 24/7 trading.
More broadly, this kind of development could help normalize tokenized products as part of a larger asset allocation toolkit.
For retail investors, that could mean new options beyond standard stocks, bonds, and traditional ETFs.
For institutions, it could mean new ways to manage liquidity, hedge exposure, or offer bespoke products to clients.
The key will be whether these products are built with sufficient transparency and safeguards so that innovation does not come at the expense of investor protection.
The bigger picture is that distribution is becoming the battleground.
In the early days of crypto, the focus was on exchanges, tokens, and speculation. As the market matures, the focus is shifting to infrastructure and distribution.
The firms with the most influence may not be the ones with the best narratives, but the ones that can connect regulated products to real users in a safe, liquid, and compliant way.
That's why reported discussions between BitGit and Wall Street giants matter.
They suggest the next phase of institutional crypto may not be defined by a single breakout asset, but by the quiet, unglamorous work of distribution, bringing tokenized ETFs to markets where investors already are, especially in Asia.
If those conversations lead to concrete products, they could become one of the clearest signs yet that traditional finance and digital assets are no longer separate worlds.
They're becoming adjacent systems, and the companies that can bridge them may shape the next stage of global financial infrastructure.
There's also a related read worth noting. CrowdStrike and law enforcement disrupted a Russian malware operation targeting crypto transfers.
It's a good reminder that as this space grows, security and trust remain part of the story.